Obligation consultation.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. Welcome to all of you joining us here for the second hour. We sure do appreciate it. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your question up, you're welcome to do that. By the way, I hope you have downloaded our phone app yesterday. If you didn't, I hope you're doing it this morning. If you don't have it on your phone, you need to have it on your phone. Man, we could get something happening big in the economy, in the markets, at the time, the 3 hours that I'm on the air, and you're going to want to hear what's going on or hear that addressed. You need to have your phone app ready, so you don't lose connection to us. So you can go to your app store, Financial Issues. That's the phone app. Also, hope you're praying about our retreat. I sure hope that you are coming to that, and we're getting registrations every day. And you just heard a little testimony from Robert in Texas, who was at the last retreat, and talked about what a blessing it was. So I know it'll be a blessing to you. You won't regret it. And I sure hope that you can be there. We sure would love to have you there. Anyway, Dr. Woodrow Kroll, great teacher, one of the best Bible teachers in the country. If you don't know that, you will go away saying that. There's no doubt about it. So many people said that the last retreat. And our theme this year is God is Able. And I'm anxious to hear what Dr. Kroll is going to have in store for us. And Marty Goetz, man, you heard Robert say it, that I was right. If you can't worship with Marty, man, something's wrong. Just an amazing worship leader, and we're so grateful to have Marty back again. Good friend. Marty's one of those guys. We met Marty back in 1997, I believe it was, and just so grateful that he does our retreats for us. So I hope you'll be there. 844-707-5533. The market's all in positive territory, and it looks like we'll see if that can last. We're not going to get too excited, but nonetheless, we'll see how long that that can go and that can last. Hopefully it will for the end of the day. I said towards the end of the last hour that if we get an update today and an update tomorrow, you're going to have mainstream media start to go ballistic. Look, they got a breather yesterday when the markets went down. They can't take this much longer. They need desperately for a recession to happen. They need desperately for the underlying fundamentals to fall apart in the economy. They are literally, I'm not sure who they pray to, but they're sitting around praying that the trade deal doesn't happen. Something dramatic happens to pull this economy down. And make no mistake about it, when Mitch McConnell puts this bill to the floor, and maybe, I don't know if it's going to happen today, they're talking about Thursday, and if it's happening while I'm on the air, we'll try to have a little bit of that and be able to talk a little bit about what happens. So we will have to see. He would have to obviously raise up seven Democrats for that bill to go through. The chances of that happening are slim to none. Because remember, the Democrats don't care about what's good for you. They don't care about what's good for America. They have proven that. The liberals don't care a lick about that. They don't care. They want to not only have open borders. Then once all the millions of people come in over the years, then they're going to continue to fight for socialism. So even more people on that dime, which a lot of them coming in here may be hoping for that. And you will all be sitting here, if we are working, faced with a 70% taxes coming out of our wages. Now, all the people that are pushing socialism, that for some reason can't sink in to them that they're going to be paying for all of the wishes that they want. It isn't free. Instead of them getting a loan to go to school, it's going to come out of their paycheck and their parents' paycheck in order for them to go to school. Nothing is free. The standard of living in America will not change rapidly. It will change immediately. There's not going to be this gradual, slow change that all of you can say, well, it's going to be, I'll be dead and gone. No. It isn't going to work like that. It's going to be an immediate change in the well-being of America. Immediate change in the lifestyle and the way that we live. It's going to be immediate. It's not going to be gradual. But that's what the one side of the Democratic Party is pushing for, and it looks like everybody else is following that. Because they believe that's the majority of the American people. They obviously couldn't have watched on the news, because none of the news covered the March for Life on Saturday in Washington. All the controversy about what was said at the Lincoln Memorial, they were all young people. The streets were covered with young people, future voters. They don't care about that. All right, we've got our Ag Report coming up. Commodities, very important, getting more important every day. Here's Craig Haugert with our Ag Update. We appreciate Craig. We'll be right back after Craig.
This is Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. The market was quiet yesterday until the news came out that the U.S. had turned down a meeting with Chinese delegates for some pre-work ahead of the January 30 and 31st meeting in Washington, D.C. It looks like the technology transfer and structural reforms to China's economy are the sticking points. And of course, the technology issue is what started the trade war in the first place. Once that news hit the market, corn and beans both came under a great deal of pressure. Corn was also pressured from beneficial weather in Brazil for the next week, which helps to negate the drought story that we've been trading out of South America. The bulls were encouraged by strong weekly export inspections. Weekly export inspections came in at 43.6 million bushels, which was above the top end of the range of trade expectations. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading a couple of cents higher. Well, soybeans took a beating yesterday when that Chinese news came out. On the other hand, weekly export inspections came in a little bit better than expected at 40.8 million bushels yesterday. But when you view the marketing year in total, export inspections are running 470 million bushels behind last year at this point. Now, that would seem to indicate that we're going to come in below the USDA's export projection for the year. And I believe that it's going to push us to a carryout that's in excess of a billion bushels. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading 4 cents higher. Renewed rumors that Russia is running out of exportable wheat and will be capping exports kept the winter wheat markets in positive territory yesterday, although Minneapolis wheat suffered a losing session. Weekly export inspections were disappointing at 19 million bushels, and we now trail last year's export inspections pace by 60 million bushels. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both 2 cents higher, while Minneapolis is trading up 4. The cotton market got swatted around by the Chinese news yesterday as well. For the session, March futures closed down 76 points as they settled at 74.29. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading up 33 cents. Livestock had a tough outing, with February live cattle down $1.40 for the session, while March feeder cattle suffered a setback of $1.32.5. February lean hogs were up 25 cents for the day, although April lean hog futures settled down 17.5 cents for the session. Class 3 milk futures seem to be back to their losing way, with February futures closing down 11 points yesterday to settle at 14.11. In the overnight trade, Class 3 milk futures in February are trading 1 point lower. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were $1.08 higher at $216.34, while selects were up 86 cents as they closed out the day at $211.72. In hogs, the pork carcass value is close to $1.20 lower.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
I was definitely a skeptic at joining Samaritan Ministries because I didn't understand it. I was used to the traditional system, so I was afraid.
I thought, what if this doesn't work? I mean, we're going to give up this whole concept of insurance, and we're going to trust God and His people? And I was like, yeah, well, of course.
What we pay every month is about 30% of what we were paying in insurance. And what we get back is so much more financially, of course, but spiritually and with the care of the community, you can't touch it.
We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
Share in each other's healthcare burdens. And there's such a peace and joy knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. Somebody asked me about Terry has asked me, Dan, could you please address those of us in the income portfolio as far as taking gains? I have addressed this more, and I don't mind addressing it at all, Terry. I'm glad you asked. But I've said this over and over and over again. I don't think there's a whole lot of people doing it. But I've said over and over again, if you have mutual funds or an income portfolio, you don't take profits. So now, Terry, maybe you've missed that, but I don't think there's a lot of people, a lot of partners that are income portfolios that I'll address it again, and I'll continue to address it, but I don't think there's a whole lot of people in that situation. And the reasons why I say that is, you want to continue to leave your profits ride in any mutual funds that you have, particularly in your 401k. You never take gains in your income individual stocks. Not because you'll have to pay capital gains. I don't care about paying capital gains. But because it reduces the number of shares you have. And you're an income investor. And if you're an income investor, you need every share you can get because that's what you get paid on. You get paid on owning a share. So you don't want to sell shares. It's going to reduce your monthly income. And I've said this many, many times. So, Terry reminded me to, I guess, repeat it again, that it's not something that you should be taking profits on. Income investors are not doing what normal growth investors do. They're in it for income. Remember, income is paid to you by how many shares you own. Your income doesn't change because your income, the company is saying, well, we're going to pay you 54 cents a share. It doesn't matter the value of the share. If it's 10 cents or it's $100, it's irrelevant. It's paying you 54 cents if you own that share. So you don't want to give up ownership of shares. You want to accumulate shares, thereby accumulating more income. So we don't take profits, not for capital gains reasons. That's irrelevant. I don't want people to ever be nervous about taking capital gains. But remember, that's for growth-oriented portfolios, not income. So hopefully that's cleared that up for you, Terry. But I've said that countless times as I've talked about it on all my conference calls in relation to that notion of taking income. Okay, let's see, on Facebook as well, somebody's asking me what happened to IN25 yesterday. Exactly what I said would happen, Bob. If you had read my commentary, which you didn't, but if you had read it, you would have seen me say, hey, be prepared for a slide. And that's what we got. Because they announced that they were no longer for sale. Well, there were many buyers of the stock that had owned that company assuming that there was going to be a sell or a merger. Well, they now have taken it off. They've taken their for sale sign down. So it's no longer for sale. Now, I would suspect, I have not looked at it, but I would suspect, I'm looking now, I would suspect it's coming up today. Yes, it is. So it is on the rise anyway. Whether it gets back positive from where it was yesterday, we'll see. I doubt that it's going to go that high, but it is coming back up as people now using this as an excuse and going in to buy stocks. This is why people think the market is manipulated, because if you were going to manipulate the markets, wouldn't you say, you know what, we're not going to sell it anymore, and then the next day buy it up when it drops like a rock? I'm just saying. Do I think that's happened? No. But certainly, you know, this is more of a buying opportunity than anything on a great company, aerospace defense company, IN25. So that's what happened, exactly what I said was going to happen before the markets opened. I said it in my commentary yesterday. All right, 844-707-5533. Roblin saying good morning from Texas. And Jim on Facebook saying, hey, I invest in Fidelity. I'm 56 years old on asset allocation models for my age group. Some of the Timothy allocations are small, and a result in those amounts being below the minimum for the fund. Well, yeah, of course, if you don't have a whole lot, then yes, it is going to be below. But those, and you probably are a fairly new partner, and this is something that I need to explain that I haven't explained in a while. So, and I'll do the same again this time if the asset allocation models change. So what happened with Timothy model, some of the funds that I had asset allocations for that were much larger were on the asset allocation models. And then what I did was I took them off altogether as a sector, as an area to be invested in. Well, what I had to do, but I at the same time, I told people, well, yeah, if you own those already, even though I'm taking them off, don't sell them. They're not to sell. You just keep holding them. The problem was, if you had a tracker, it wasn't picking it up, because when you dropped on the drop-down screen under sector, it was no longer listed, and you couldn't list it. So what I did was I put it back on with just a 1% allocation so that people that already owned it could list it on their tracker. So I hope I didn't confuse anybody, but so that's what happened with that. So I apologize for that, Jim, but that's why that 1% is there. If you don't own it, don't buy 1%. Don't even worry about it. And maybe somehow, I'm very limited as to space that I can type in on the model itself, but somehow maybe I have to figure out how to make a note on that. Thanks, Jim. All right, let me go to Patricia from Oklahoma. Hey, Patricia.
Hi, good morning. I'm a single mother, and I'm currently in college. I'm unemployed, 36 years old. I have two children. My daughter's 19, and she's in college, and I have a 7-year-old. I have a Roth IRA with Primerica that I need to transfer. At the time that I had it, I was employed, but now I'm not. I need to transfer it. It's currently at $3,000. I can invest very little, like $30 a month. Where can and should I go?
Well, you should go to, you can do a couple of things. You could just go to Timothy and roll it over into Timothy, or if you want to do mutual funds. And then you can change your allocation to, you know, some things in Timothy that you would add your 30% to on a regular basis from here on in. And I think that would be a good idea. You could take a very simple approach to that and use Timothy Strategic Growth Fund. It's one fund. And then your $30 a month would be going into that, but it is an asset allocation, so it has all their funds in it. So that would be one option. You could be more aggressive and put it into the large cap growth fund, which I would not have a problem with at your age, to do that and be a little bit more aggressive. The other option would be you could roll it into, say, a TD Ameritrade or an E-Trade, go to E-Trade or something like that, and roll it into an account there, where you could then diversify into a few individual stocks if you wanted to do that. But based on, I would like to see it grow a little bit. And if it's $20, $10, whatever you are able to put in per month, $30, that's fine. And I would just as soon see you doing in a mutual fund like Timothy. Forget about it. You're being biblically responsible. Don't worry about whether it's going up or down, or, you know, just keep plugging away and put whatever amount of money you can put in on a regular basis. And I think that might be your best option.
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody that's listening that you should partner. It is such a small amount for $7 a month, $85 a year. Everything that you tell us is so important. Thank you so much for your ministry. Great. Appreciate it.
Well, Patricia, thank you so much for that. And I wish you all the best. I hope you have a great 2019. And thank you for calling in the partner. I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. Let me go to, you know what, we better go to break here so we don't get caught up, so we'll do that. 844-707-5533, if you want to queue your call. We have lines open. I want to respond to Jillian, who is a high school student, junior in high school, who had a question on YouTube, and just saying, oh, she didn't have a comment. She just had a comment, and she said, you know, she loves the platform. She loves being able to listen to the program and watch the program, and that she is learning so much as she is interested in business and finance and such, and that she's growing in her understanding so much. And she just said she appreciated that. And Jillian, I just want to thank you for that. You know, being a junior in high school and hearing that comment is such a blessing to me, because you are one of the most critical age groups that we influence, first for being biblically responsible for the kingdom. So we want to influence that. But to get you learning and understanding some of the fundamental principles of money management and investing in the markets and the economy, it is so critically important, and it's going to serve you so well in the future. So I'm so glad you are tuned in and watching.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Come. Go to financialissues.org today. Grow your money God's way.
Back 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. 844-707-5533. The indices off their highs, they're still in positive territory, up about 0.2%. The Nasdaq's only up a third of one. I'm sorry, the S&P only up a third of 1%. So things are moving lower, but the Dow's still up. Almost 0.75%, but we'll see what happens as the day goes on. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. So, couple things on Facebook. Where was I? Something was added here. All right. So Sherry is asking, Sherry's a 57-year-old single woman and currently has a mortgage. She's paying $400 a month to principal. That's great. Contributing 5% to my TSP. That's great. That's the match, apparently. And additional 10% to my Roth. I don't know if it's a Roth TSP, I suspect, or Roth IRA. My question is, should I contribute less to my IRA and more to my Roth? Yes, but don't sacrifice the match. So if they're going to match over into the Roth and you're just shifting the match that you're putting in to the traditional TSP, and you're just moving that match open, then yes, absolutely. Try to, you know, increase that or change, you know, change what you're putting into the traditional, lower it, and move it over to the Roth, as long as you're going to get the match over there. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You can put additional money over and above the match into that, as long as you're maxing out the match, and that would be okay as well. So it sounds like you're doing a great job, Sherry. You're on the right track. Bobby is asking me to open enrollment, and my employer, I pay $544 a year for disability benefits. Do you recommend this? If so, is it better to go through my employer to purchase it elsewhere? Well, no, not. You're 61 years old. Remember, so let me just tell you a couple things. All disability benefits, not all, but the vast majority, and I'm sure this is one, that once your Social Security age, and once you start collecting Social Security, that's going to take the place of your disability benefits, and they're going to go away. The other thing is, if you reach the age of 56, which you obviously have, and you're in good health, statistically, the odds of you becoming disabled at over 56 dramatically go down. The odds, statistically odds, go down. Don't ask me why, they do. Now, if you are working in the ag industry with lots of equipment, or manufacturing with lots of equipment, or so on and so forth, then that may be a little bit of a different story. But if you're working in auto manufacturing, and you become disabled because of, you know, loss of limb or something, you know, in manufacturing, that's going to cover under workman's comp. So I don't know. It's really, you're never going to buy it cheaper by going out on your own. So if you want to keep it, you're not going to buy it cheaper. I would keep it with your employer. And also understand that once you start collecting Social Security, there's probably a clause in the disability package that says that, you know, this is going to take you up to Social Security eligibility. Once that happens, it's going to go away in all likelihood. I'm just saying. So I would think about it if you want to save some money there. All right, let me go to Crystal. Crystal's calling us from Michigan. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Dan. I'm a partner, and I just want to thank you for your program. My question is, we are at Edward Jones right now, but we're going to switch. We're looking into Raymond James. Would that be a good trade-off?
So I think any trade-off is okay, as long as, now I don't know Raymond James' policies with using individual stocks and using Timothy Mutual Funds. I'm not 100% sure. You need to ask that question of them. I think they are fairly resistant of it as well, but you need to check that out. So that's, you know, all I care about, you know, again, Edward Jones, it's not the organization in and of itself. It is the culture and the atmosphere in the organization and their policies that are, you know, anti-Christian as far as I'm concerned. More importantly, as far as the management of your portfolio, there's no way, being with that attitude, that they are going to honor your wishes and your goals and objectives for the management of your money. And God has entrusted you to be a good steward of it. God has not entrusted any organization, so they want, you know, God wants you to make good, godly decisions that are going to honor Him. So I would ask the question, if you switch, of anybody that you might go to, look, can I use Timothy funds? Well, if they him and haw a little bit, it means you can't, or they won't. And either way, if can I buy individual stocks? So let's just say three or four years from now, 10 years from now, whenever it might be, you guys want to switch to be more income-minded. You want to switch your portfolio up. One of the best ways to do that is with income-producing stocks, individual stocks. Are you going to be able to do that there? Or are you going to have to switch again? So I would just ask those kinds of questions. And I don't want you... It doesn't matter if the advisor that you end up with is a Christian. That's not going to allow him or her to sometimes always do what they even believe is the right thing to do, because if the company's culture is such that they don't want them to do it. Does that make sense?
It does. And so basically, if they're not willing to take Timothy or they tend to hee-haw about it, that would not be a good choice. Correct?
Correct.
Now, my other question is, like, if you go to Charles Schwab or Fidelity, we still need the financial planner. Is that something we would get through there then? Okay.
You can get it through them. I mean, I would probably tell you to get somebody. You can email Pat and get somebody that you know is going to be the kind of planner for probably a little less money maybe than you would pay those guys, but that you know is going to be biblically responsible, sold out for it as you are, and is following along with our models and our philosophies. And that might be at least worth a conversation over the phone with that person to at least kind of get a better feel, and all of that helps educate you when you're looking, if you're going to look at Charles Schwab or Fidelity or one of them. But generally, because those organizations that you mentioned are not driven by commissions, they tend to be a lot more amenable about, and their organizations don't have anything against selling those kinds of things and the philosophies of being biblically responsible. They're probably more secular than most, but at the same time, they want to, you know, honor your wishes and your goals and objectives. So chances are, you would be okay with them by going there.
Okay. I will shoot Pat a message. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Crystal. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Let me go to Doc. Doc's calling us from Texas. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning, brother. I met you over there at Hunt Building there in Dallas when you were here one time before. Good show.
Oh, great, great.
I am 82 and have about $800+ in 1,000 in stocks, and getting about $20,000 a year from Social Security. Should I be worried too much about fixed funds or bonds, or should I just continue to try to romp along and play the market? Does that make sense?
No, I mean, do you draw from the account every once in a while?
No.
Do you draw
a little bit? I'll take it back occasionally. Much. Checking account gets a little low, and I'll reach in there and get $10,000 out or something like that. Kind of helps my checking account. I don't get any.
Yeah, I would say
dividends or anything like that from Exxon or any place like that.
Yeah. Now, I probably wouldn't change anything, to be honest with you. I think it sounds like you're fine. You probably have some pretty decent income producers, and that's going to be healthy. And I wouldn't be surprised, I don't know this, and you probably have never checked it, but I wouldn't be surprised if on occasion, as you draw some of that money out, that you're probably drawing out less than what the overall account is earning by way of dividends. So, you know, you're maintaining your principal there. So I don't know. I don't, it doesn't sound like to me that you ought to be thinking about making any changes. It sounds like you're in great shape.
Of course, eventually when my wife and I, we don't have any children, we pass away, we're going to give it all to Dallas Theological Seminary. It all goes to them. So I'm just trying to keep it up for them.
Sure.
And when you were here before, I was going to recommend you check into Toastmaster Club membership. Learn from that. You would help smooth out your program a lot. Just check it out. That's all I ask.
Call the okay, I'll check it. What did you say it was?
Toastmaster.
Okay.
You learn how to give talk, things like that. Not that you're not smooth, but it would just make you smoother. Love you, brother.
Pretty hard to, man, I don't know if anybody can make me smooth, Doc, but I'll check them out.
Check it out.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear, and it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We shop, you save.
Reach out to the lost. Why not bank with a trusted partner that shares your values and beliefs? Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, we have lines open, 844-707-5533. Augie on Facebook, good morning, Augie, asking, are bond funds in general biblically responsible? Not necessarily, Augie. I would say that most of them are not, because most of them are corporate bond funds. They don't have the word corporate in their name, but are corporate bond funds. So they're loaded with corporate debt. So if Procter & Gamble or, you know, Exxon Mobil or somebody that's not biblically responsible has bonds, corporate bonds that they have issued, then they might be in a lot of bond funds. They probably are. Now, if anything is holding itself out as a government bond fund, and that may be what you're talking about, or a muni bond fund, municipal fund, then the majority of them, I would say, are biblically responsible. Now, obviously, you know, I'm not a fan of bond funds. I'm okay with short-term bond funds, ones that are loaded with government bonds that mature in, you know, that 2 to 5 year, that would be kind of a midterm, 2 to 5 year, or below 2 years, then I would be okay with those. But, I'm not a fan of bond funds. I would rather people buy individual bonds, go out and buy government bonds or individual. So you can open an account. Anybody can go and open an account at Treasury Direct, treasurydirect.gov. G-O-V. And that's a government website that you open up an account, you have an account there, and it allows you to buy bonds, government bonds, directly from the government. So instead of buying them through a mutual fund, you can buy them directly through Treasury Direct. Now, they used to be something way back in the old days, back when I was managing, we used on a very regular basis. We are our trust firm, our trust company that I owned, that we used to go there often. And so we knew when all the auctions were coming up. We knew where they were selling. Now, it was a little bit easier to get them then. It's harder now because the good ones get bought up by the institutions very quickly, so it's hard to find. But you can go to treasurydirect.gov and look at that and buy some H bonds or some inflation protected bonds or short term government bonds, and that's a good way to do it as well. Good question, thank you. Let me go to George. George calling us from what's going on here? New Mexico. Hey, George.
Yeah, Dan. I unfortunately can't listen to you all the time, but.
Sure.
E-28 is off your buy list. Could you tell me why?
Uh-huh. Well, I can't. There's never any one specific reason why something goes off my buy list, George. It's always a combination of an awful lot of things. I don't generally go into all the details of why, but mainly because. I feel like that it was time. I'm not saying they won't end up back on my list at some point in time, but I need to see a little bit more positive momentum for them to be back on my list. They're an income stock, so a lot of people own them. Because it's off my buy list, of course, I want you to hold it. It's still a hold. But yes, it has come off my buy list, and I expect I need to see some positive movement in the value of the stock and see probably some good forecast and earnings reports come out on it before it would end up back on my buy list.
I'm thinking about going ahead, according to their dividend pay schedule, thinking about investing some more money and getting some shares at a lot lower price than I first went in. Would you recommend that?
That's up to you, George. It doesn't depend on it being on my buy list ever for anybody to dollar cost average down. And I say all the time that if you own a stock, any stock, and you bought it at $20, it's now selling for $15, and you want to buy it, man, go ahead. You know, you can always dollar cost average down when you own it. That is generally never a bad idea or never a bad thing to do. So, no, I wouldn't have a problem with it. At all, and again, it doesn't need to be on my buy list for anybody to do that on their own.
Okay, thank you, because I think I'm fixing to do that, because I've earned money from other dividends, and I want to shove it in there and bring my dollar cost averaging down on that stock, you know.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, it's a great idea, George.
Okay, now, another thing, I do own FP22, and it's a preferred, and it's on your broad list. It has a date of 4/19, and I'm wondering. See, I bought it higher than I should have. 27.20 was what I bought in at, and of course it's down. But now what? What does the CUSIP number and the date, the 4/19, that would be February, March, April 19, right? Is that in relation to the CUSIP number about whatever?
No, that's got That's got nothing to do with the QSEP number, but that 419 is the next date that it possibly will be called. So in April of this year, they may call that. That's all that means. Doesn't mean they're going to call it, but it means that they are going to be looking at it, and they're looking at it right now, I'm sure, and trying to determine whether they want to make a move to get out of debt and call that to get rid of some of their debt. So that's all that means. It's kind of an irrelevant date because all of those preferreds are continuously callable. They can call them anytime they want. They call today if they want. Or they can call it, you know, that's a stated call date, but it really doesn't mean anything because they may or may not call it. And you can buy a stock today that's got a call date of, you know, April 22. And if they want to call it the day after you buy it, they will. So it's really kind of irrelevant, but that's all that means.
So what does that mean if they call it? Does that mean that they might, I don't know what it is today. It's like
It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is today. When they call it, you're going to get $25.
Ah, okay.
So any preferred is always called at the par value, which is $25. So if it was $6 today and they called it tomorrow, you'd get $25. If it was $30 today and they call it tomorrow, you'll get $25. I mean, it's not going to change. That's what you get.
Does that mean that you
hopefully
have to sell it?
No, you don't have it. There's no option. When they call it, that money just ends up in your account. You don't get a choice.
Yep. Oh, okay.
It is automatically sold. Yep. There's no options. Yeah, when a preferred is called, it ceased to exist. There is no more. It doesn't exist. So there's no option of keeping it. So it gets sold.
Okay.
If it's up right now, you can try to sell it, but you're not going to get the price that it's listed for right now in all likelihood. But they may make you an offer higher than 25. That's a possibility. But I never recommend ever selling a preferred. And keep in mind, whether you took a loss or not is going to depend upon how long you've owned it. If you've owned it long enough, you've been collecting income for all the time that you owned it. And you got to factor that in when you think about your gains.
Yeah. That's the only salvation there about that is that it's getting closer and closer to 25 as far as my dollar cost averaging goes when I bought it. You know.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, George.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Yep. Folks, we got another hour left, 844-707-5533. So if you want to queue your call up, if you got a question on Facebook, you can go there and put a question up. We'll try to get to that as well. So feel free to give us a call, 844-707-5533. Well, I'm going to remind you of three things maybe, if we have time. One is, I hope that all of you have checked out by now Samaritan Ministries. I suspect a lot of you have because their enrollment for the health sharing plan continues to go up and up and up, sharing well over $26 million a month, $26 million a month in healthcare costs to like-minded people. And it's amazing. And I would love to see you put that extra money into your Roth IRA account, into your checking account, because you're going to make some extra money every month by doing it and be a better steward of your family's health care. I hope you'll consider it. And I just remind you about our retreat. I hope you'll check that out today in the evening. Pray about that. And don't forget preborn. We'll be right back, folks.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.